There is a linkage between the two proposals. Just to recall, the proposal that we discussed earlier was that to clarify the holding at step 8 of text and to find some way forward what to do with this standard, to have guidance to the Commission of how to treat this issue so that that there is some process, agreed process happening to move them forward. Now, while sometimes maybe standards are at step 8 because of missing consensus, there may also be other reasons. So I would procedurally prefer to treat this, the issue of standards held at step 8 individually, because that is more of a procedural issue of what kind of process should be started in order to do so. It is related, but I think the two pros treated separately and can and there can be probably a reference made eventually once we move forward with the consensus issue. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. Brazil, please.
Grazie, signor Presidente. Brasil apoia che la proposta fatta per Malasia sia discutita nel Comitato dei Principi Generali. Si iniziò una discussione in sua ultima riunione e credo che la Commissione deve remettere questo tema di nuovo al Comitato. E anche coincide totalmente con lo declarato por lo delegato de Chile in sua ultima intervenzione. Grazie, signor Presidente.
Thank you, Brazil. Canada, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll be brief. Like the intervention of Sweden and the United States, we would be concerned with overly codifying the approach to consensus. So at this time, could not support the proposal by Malaysia. Thank you.
Thailand, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. It's unbelievable that we discuss this issue when we have experiences in adopting so many codec matter for more than 40 years. I like the idea of the Secretary that proposed that we start doing good practice by using various measures in the 87, in the report from GP. So if we follow those outlines and then develop the guideline or brochure, whatever you like to call, and then let the chair practice at the same time, make it known to every participant. So follow those measures and follow those good practice. Eventually, we will derive the consensus. However, there may be certain circumstances that it's rather difficult to get consensus. That has to be due case by case-by-case basis. We spent more time to discuss about the court to put into the chief. So I just would like to comment that should not be overdone. My recommendation is select the measure and do it, and then emphasize more on good practices and with spirit of collaboration, and only deal with the difficult issue on case-by-case basis using the commission or the committee. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Thailand, for those proposals. We are clearly getting some direction about this issue. So just spend just a few seconds. Consult. Thank you, delegates. I have a proposal. have a proposal. Before the proposal, let us note that we have some guidance, which guidance we have already discussed and endorsed. We have our procedure manual, and indeed, the issue of consensus is highlighted there, specifically in two areas. One is an annex in the procedure manual specifying measures to facilitate consensus. That is in our procedure manual. In the procedure manual, we also have somewhere guidelines to chairpersons of codex committees. And it is a very comprehensive text. In addition to that, we are adding brochures, we are adding informal meetings. We have also agreed to amend those guidelines. So we have sufficient measures as of now that can guide our work in Codex. We have also heard from the floor that these measures, as outlined in the procedure manual and taking good practice, could help us reach agreement, especially in the areas of standards development. A proposal from Malaysia has been put forward to the Commission. There is support for this issue to be referred back to the Committee on General Principles for further discussion. But at the same time, there is also disagreement on this issue. Our proposal is, and this is the proposal on the Malaysian proposal, is to ask the Secretariat to issue a circular letter to all members of the Commission on the Malaysian proposal. From the circular letter, comments will be received. They'll be compiled and forwarded to the Committee on General Principles for further deliberation. That is our proposal on this issue. Do we have support for this proposal? Thank you very much. The proposal is supported. The next item is actually related to what we have just concluded, and we don't need to go into that direction. So I propose that the issue of introduction of a qualified majority voting and its implication at this time is not necessary to be discussed, as it was linked to the issue of consensus. So allow me to move to terms of reference of FAO, WHO, coordinating committees. Very quickly, Secretariat, please. Sorry, our flag from Norway, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I might be the only one in this room getting a bit tired now, or not. But I have a question on your, not on your ruling, but I see from the documents that there was actually two questions on the concept of consensus. The one question was the one you just addressed regarding the Malaysian proposal, and we agree fully on that one. The other question is that the Commission is invited to advise the CCGP how to move forward on the issue of the facilitation of consensus, and to look into whether, and it was divided in the need for definition. I'm afraid I haven't actually heard what the recommendation to the CCGP is on this issue. So please, if you can advise us. Thank you.
Thank you, Norway. Secretariat, please.
I can clarify. Okay. Thank you very much. Just a tiny bit of discussion. Who of us should say it? It was the understanding at the head table that while we're discussing the proposal from Malaysia, we should not at the same time discuss other issues, another issue concerning consensus, which is the definition. But it was also on the understanding that the proposal from Malaysia was made probably to address some of these issues, to address issues, to clarify, to seek more transparency, which is the same goal that the definition had. So we would not at this time, this is why we did not propose it, to seek discussing both issues, but to address this one issue, this proposal that had been made by Malaysia, that has found a certain amount of support and less contentiousness than the definition, pure definition of consensus, but that could actually lead to give us the goal, because it is not that we need to have a definition for a definition's sake, but we need to achieve our goal, which is to facilitate consensus. And if we can reach it through an addition as proposed by Malaysia to the guidelines, that is as good as having a definition. So that was the understanding here at the head table. We probably did not clarify it in the conclusion, but the understanding would that we would discuss this proposal for the time being, focus the discussion in the CCGP on that, because it is also, we have to see as a commission, it is unlikely that anything has changed since then. We have not heard any new proposals, any new arguments. So we have to see also that the discussion in the CCGP could go somewhere. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I see the flag of South Africa, please.
Ch- Chairperson, thank you very much. Just a quick question from us. We find on page 174 a topic, the measures to facilitate consensus. And I wanted to find out if, in the esteemed opinion of members here, whether that is not sufficient enough, Chair.
Secretary, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Just to facilitate maybe the answer to the question posed by South Africa, it is for some time that we had these measures in the procedure manual, and there had been moves in between to come back to a definition of consensus, and there were some who felt we should have more experience with these measures, and others felt we should move forward for defining a consensus. So, and the feeling is still a little bit divided here. Some might think the guidance is in the procedure manual is sufficient. There are other members who feel there would be more clarity and more transparency needed. And it is in this sense that we had proposed to discuss the proposal from Malaysia, which is going in this direction. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We can now move on to Canada, please.
Thank you, Chairman. My apologies for delaying you moving on. We certainly don't want to prolong this much further, but we do note that on the issue of the possibility for a study on the possible introduction of qualified majority, that the Commission was requested to provide advice to CCGP regarding the usefulness of such a study. In your conclusion, you noted that they are linked, and we would certainly agree with you, but in the absence of having provided any guidance, we are in essence sending it back to the committee without guidance, which means that it'll likely come back to the Commission again next year with the same question. So we just seek clarity on the next step. Thank you.
Thank you, Canada. And indeed, we need that clarification to give guidance to the Committee on General Principles. So thank you very much. From our discussions, this commission is advising the Committee on General Principles that this study may not be required at this time. While the discussions are ongoing. Thank you very much, Canada, for that intervention. Argentina, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Me parece que aquí hay dos cuestiones diferentes. Una es la necesidad del estudio y la otra es la de adoptar una decisión respecto de la mayoría cualificada. Y en realidad me parece que, dada la controversia y el tiempo que hace que se está discutiendo el tema del consenso en el Códex, la cuestión de cómo se aplica el consenso en el Códex debería ser prácticamente un punto de la agenda de la comisión, al menos durante un par de sesiones de la comisión. En el intermedio, quizás sería posible que se realice este estudio para evaluar de qué manera o cuál sería el impacto de la votación por mayoría cualificada. A nosotros nos parece que realmente es muy importante, sobre todo para valorar las consecuencias, porque cuando uno conoce las consecuencias que pueden derivar de los actos que se realizan, quizás también eso sirva para facilitar el consenso como es debido. Entonces, Argentina, independientemente de las decisiones, Argentina considera que el estudio sí debe realizarse. Y que otra cuestión que quizás ha quedado sin abordar en profundidad es que lo que no hemos examinado son los casos, no hemos evaluado sobre casos o estudio de casos de cómo se arriba al consenso en los comités. Ya lo dijimos el año pasado en la comisión, que nadie mejor que el secretariado que toma nota de todas las intervenciones para poder hacer un análisis de esta cuestión. Porque realmente de los informes ya no se puede extraer esa información y eso quizás también serviría de ejemplo. Gracias.
Thank you very much, Argentina. We have not ruled out the possibility of a study. What we have agreed on is that this study may not be useful at this time when we are trying to use the mechanisms that we have set ourselves. As mentioned on the floor, we have agreed to ourselves to use these mechanisms and see whether they actually are useful and meet our requirements. If at any point of time that this is not the case, then we may have to discuss other mechanisms, including the use of conducting a study. So we are not ruling out this option completely. It has its usefulness. It is the timing of it that we have discussed. I hope that explanation satisfies Argentina. Argentina, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Entendemos que quizás parte de la información para este estudio la pueda tener la FAO. Nos parece que no es una cuestión de tiempo. Estamos pidiendo que el tema del consenso quede como punto a tratar o para revisar en cada una de las sesiones de la comisión, al menos durante un par de sesiones para ver de qué manera se van a aplicar o en qué manera cumplen las medidas que se están adoptando para facilitar el consenso, su cometido. Y lo que estamos diciendo es, si en el término de X cantidad de sesiones estamos en el mismo, en la misma situación que hoy, vamos a necesitar de este estudio, con lo cual, siendo previsores, podríamos iniciar el estudio antes. Gracias.
Can we have Egypt, please? I would like to wrap up this particular item. Egypt, please.
شكرا سيد الرئيس، مداخلة سريعة جدا. أعتقد أن إحالة الموضوع إلى لجنة المبادئ العامة لمزيد من الدراسة بشأن توافق الآراء في ضوء اقتراح ماليزيا في هذا الشأن.
We are not receiving the translation. Yes, thank you. Egypt, please.
شكرا سيد الرئيس، مداخلة سريعة جدا. أعتقد أن إحالة الموضوع إلى لجنة المبادئ العامة لمزيد من الدراسة بشأن توافق الآراء في ضوء اقتراح ماليزيا في هذا الشأن. شكرا.
Sudan, please.
بن، وأعتقد أن ما ذكرته مصر قد وصلت إليه أنت يا أخي العزيز، وأتيت إليه بتوافق الآراء قبل أن تدخل النرويج. صوتنا وكان التصويت بالإجماع أو بالأغلبية، ولكنك رجعت مرة ثانية وفتحت هذا الملف. فأعتقد رأي مصر الآن ينسجم مع ما ذهبنا إليه، أن نكون مع رأي ماليزيا ونلجأ للجنة المبادئ العامة. ماليزيا تحدثت في الأول وضربت وترا حساسا عندما تحدثت عن الإدارة الفعالة للاجتماعات، وأعتقد أنك كنت موفق للحد البعيد في إدارة هذه في هذا المحور، وعليها أعتقد نخلص إلى ما ذكرته ماليزيا وما ذكرته مصر الآن، وأن ننقل الموضوع للجنة المبادئ العامة للجلسة القادمة. شكرا جزيلا.
Nigeria, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We, in the spirit of moving forward, Nigerian delegation would like to request for support of the chair's proposed to the issue as enumerated. And we also think that what Malaysia has done, the proposal of Malaysia, is also a way of moving forward. So we support the position of Malaysia on this issue.
Thank you very much, Nigeria. My final submission on this item is to clarify on the possibility of a study. We are in general agreement that a study is necessary. We are in general agreement that a study may be a possibility. But at this point of time, we are advising the Committee on General Principles that a study will not be undertaken at this time. I hope we have clarified on that point, and I hope it is clear. If I can request that we move on because we have other areas of decisions to make, and we want really to go very quickly on terms of reference for FAO, WHO coordinating committees, and very quickly secretariat on this.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. We had some discussion on the proposal coming from the CCLAC, whether it was necessary to change the terms of reference in order to have the possibility to issue regional opinions. There was some discussion on that, and now, presently, all coordinating committees agree that the possibility to agree on strategic positions of relevance to the region is already contained in the terms of reference of the coordinating committees. Now, the CCGP recorded this in its record, and the Commission also should, in this case, record in its record that the discussion should be concluded by confirming that the full freedom was given under the current terms of reference of FAO-WHO coordinating committees to issue regional opinions on all themes under discussion in Codex of strategic importance to the region concerned, and to promote the adoption of regional positions on strategic subjects, and that therefore there was no need to modify the terms of reference of the coordinating committees. This was the conclusion of the CCGP. There was general consensus on that, and the suggestion would be that the Commission endorse the same wording of this decision. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Secretary. Don't think there is need for discussion. Is there? Do I see any flags? I don't see any flags, so this is endorsed. The next one is from CC Nazwa. Secretary, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. The next one is concerning the circular letter that is issued in preparation of coordinating committees to gather information on the status of national food legislation, food control, the national codex structure, consumer protection, and so on from the region. Now, we have been issuing this circular letter in a very harmonized way in recent in preparation of recent sessions, and the CC NASVAB now asks whether it would be possible to have this circular letter modified according to the region in a way to collect the most appropriate information for the region, because we have regional coordinating committees, because the regions do differ. So it may be useful to have a core questionnaire of similar questions asked, and that the regional committee can go into specific questions where so needed. So I do not think that there is a long discussion needed on this, because it is the under the jurisdiction of the committee to decide which questions it wants to send and what information it wants to gather from its members. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Secretary. I think we can endorse that the regional coordinating committees are free in asking some of that information in a form that will be useful for their region. Thank you very much. We have addendum to this document, Alinom 09/32-9C, on matters for action by the Commission for Agenda 12. We have disposed of future work on animal feeding. We don't need really to go that direction. So we have already covered that. Then we have from the 37th session of the Codex Committee on Food Labeling, definition of the competent authority. This item was handled under agenda item number 8. The rest of the document, Alinom 09/32-9C, is matters for information, and we really don't need to go through this. There are matters for information of members. That concludes Part A of Agenda 12. We now move on to a document from last year. And an issue that has been with us for a long time. And we need to conclude on this item too. And very soon I'll ask the Secretariat to quickly go through the background and also bring to you attention of the report of the Executive Committee on this matter. Also take into account comments that have been made on this particular item. Then we discuss and conclude on this matter. I'd like now to ask Secretary to lead us through this important agenda item. Secretary, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. And I really do not want to take too much of your time on this introduction. This is effectively an item that has been on the agenda for some time, dating back in a way to the joint evaluation of the Codex program and certain recommendations that were made then, and later a consultant report that was made, and then again a document from the Secretariat making certain proposals on this. And we had agreed a number of proposals concerning the organization of work lastly, but one, especially the one on joining, merging, or dissolving existing committees, had not been discussed and was awaiting advice from the 62nd session of the Executive Committee. Now, the 62nd session of the Executive Committee discussed the matter, and you find the record of this in paragraphs 145 to 148 of the report of the Executive Committee. And I would like to refer you at this moment only to the conclusion that was reached in the Executive Committee, which is that the Executive Committee noted that there was no support for merging committees at this stage, as the simple structural merging of committees would not result in greater savings, and agreed that it would be more efficient to work towards timely finalization of commodity committees' work with a goal of adjourning them and to strengthen the work management role of the Executive Committee in standard setting. The committee also agreed to refer to the Commission consideration of transferring the mandate for dealing with natural dry foods to the Committee on Fresh Food and Vegetables, and of merging the Committee on Food Hygiene and Meat Hygiene. So, basically, no support for any other merging or dissolving of committees in the Executive Committee, and two issues referred to the Commission, namely transferring the mandate for dealing with natural dry fruits to the CCFFV and merging the Committee on Food Hygiene and Meat Hygiene, for which there was some support in the Executive Committee. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Let's stop here.
Thank you, Secretary. A long-standing issue discussed in the Executive Committee. Some issues have been referred to the Commission for discussion. The floor is now open on this issue. Sudan.
شكرا سيد الرئيس وأحيي عبرك سيد جدي بطريف الذي يجلس عن يمينك بعد غيبة ونحن نثمن على طبيعة هذه اللجان سيد الرئيس خاصة ما يتعلق بلجنة السلع ولجنة المواصفات ولجنة سلامة اللحوم وسلامة الأغذية هذه لجان هامة وحساسة ونتطلع إلى مواصلة دورها شكرا جزيلا
New Zealand, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We note the summation of the Secretary of the outcome of the discussions on this issue at the Executive Committee. Broadly, we concur with that discussion, and in particular, the encouragement to complete the commodity work and for the committee to take commission to take a more rigorous approach to its prioritization and work management. The issue that we want to take the floor on concerns the suggestion of merging the work of the meat hygiene and the food hygiene. If we recall, when the food hygiene is currently adjourned, the meat hygiene is currently adjourned. And at the time when the meat hygiene was reactivated some years back, the issue of whether to undertake the work of meat hygiene was considered in the context of whether that work could be handled by food hygiene or whether it required a reactivation of meat hygiene. Given the knowledge that we have about the heavy workload of food hygiene, it seems to us at this point to somewhat premature and piecemeal approach to suggesting a merger at this point. Our view is that this is something that needs to be looked at in a holistic fashion right across all commodity work, and it requires a little bit more sort of a strategic approach. Our view is that in summary, it is premature to consider it simply in the context of meat hygiene and food hygiene. And in any event, this is not a critical issue. The meat hygiene is currently adjourned, and it's something that can be discussed at the point when we are faced with having to reactivate the work of meat hygiene. Thank you.
Thank you, New Zealand. I recognize the flag of Turkey. Turkey, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Regarding with the G, Turkey does not support the opinion that the natural dried fruits should be evaluated in the Committee on the Fresh Fruits and Vegetables. Just conversely, they should be the mandate of the Committee on Processed Foods and Vegetables. Thank you, Chairman.
Switzerland, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Very briefly, Switzerland would like to support the intervention made by New Zealand regarding the fact that it's premature at this stage to consider in length the merging of the committees on food hygiene and meat hygiene. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Switzerland. Sweden, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The member states of the European Community would like to fully endorse the suggestions by the Executive Committee. So that means both the proposals to merge the committees on meat hygiene and food hygiene, and also to transfer the dry fruits and vegetables to the Committee of Fresh Fruits and Vegetables. Thank you.
Thank you, Sweden. Jordan, please.
نعتقد أن الاستفادة من الوسائل الإلكترونية أو إنشاء فرق عمل مهام حكومية متخصصة ومحددة الوقت أفضل من عملية الدمج بين اللجان في الوقت الحاضر مع القيام بعمل دراسات أو دراسة للتداخلات بين تلك اللجان أو حتى مع بعض اللجان الأفقية على أن يؤخذ بنظر الاعتبار حاجات الدول النامية لمواصفات السلع وأهميتها سواء في النظم الوطنية للرقابة على سلامة الغذاء أو في حماية المستهلكين من الممارسات الخاطئة في التجارة الدولية بالأغذية. شكرا سيدي الرئيس.
Thailand, please.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. On this merging of Codec subsidiary body, I think we may have to think about the criteria why we have to merge, why we have to abolish. I think we may have to think about economical in terms of save money or in terms of, that's the first criteria. The second criteria mentioned here is the time or speed. And then the third criteria may be result-based outcome. I am very surprised to see a recommendation to move natural dry food to Committee on Fresh Food and Vegetable, because this committee have mentioned yesterday that they have already overload. And also, I am so surprised that
the committee that has overload meet every 18 months, not every year. So when we're talking about merging, it will not solve the problem. We have to think about management as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Thailand. Canada, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We would certainly support the very useful intervention just made by Thailand, that any considerations in terms of merging committees should be based on a clear analysis that there is enhanced efficiency and effectiveness. And we would certainly agree with Thailand that at this point, in terms of the two proposals around bringing items together, that is not the case. Would support New Zealand's point in the context of meat hygiene and food hygiene, recognizing that while there are some similarities, the meat hygiene committee, when it undertakes work, does take up work such as anti-mortem and post-mortem inspection, which is outside the traditional expertise of the food hygiene committee. And so, Mr. Chairman, we would encourage that before consideration occurs around merging committees, that a careful examination of the implications on advancing the standard-setting work of Codex be undertaken first. Thank you.
Thank you, Canada. I have an intervention from an observer. IFU, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm dealing with the original proposal to merge the Task Force on Fruit and Vegetable Juices with the Codex Committee on Processed Fruit and Vegetables. In 1964, when the Codex Committee on Processed Fruit and Vegetables was established, at the same time, a special fruit juice committee was established, and this was the reason why in the terms of reference of the Codex Committee on Processed Fruits and Vegetables, fruit juices were exempted. This fruit juice committee was then abolished in 1990